Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, Jason Wilde.
Is there anything anybody loves more than agreeing with Tauscher?
Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher.
I got a hunch this isn't going to be concise either.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio.
I would say that you are pretty easygoing. You're actually probably more easygoing than I am.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Well, there's no, you're not easygoing at all.
Hey!
On 100.5 ESPN, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.
Tuesday edition. I am fascinated how different audiences of all of our great shows seem to feel differently about the Green Bay Packers. I did KBN yesterday, and at least with Kyle kind of leading the band, it was more of a concerned tone than what we got from our fans edition. I'm fascinated by this. Welcome back, Romeo Dobbs. Now what? Edition. And you talk about follow-ups. You got a lot of follow-ups yesterday to start the press conference edition of Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam. I really don't like these hats that are supposed to be flat brimmed. I just can't. I need curvature. Like yours. You've got it.
Curvy.
Swervy. Swervin' Irvin. A 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam. ESPNWisconsin.com, the ESPN app, your Alexa smart speaker. Streaming live video, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube. And of course, everything you need on WisconsinOnDemand.com and the Wisconsin On Demand app. I'm Jason Wilde in Green Bay. Jesse Nelson, temporary voice of Badger Volleyball.
Look at how skinny Jesse is.
That is a... is there some sort
it's
of big
child
game?
Small.
I was going to say, is there some sort of big game tonight that you are concerned about the outcome that you're wearing Greater Bucky Open shirt, because that was supposed to win game three.
I knew the second I put this shirt on this morning that you were going to say something about the... when do the Brewers play the Greater Bucky Open shirt?
It's a schmedium. You look great.
Is that your Wilde imitation?
No, that's my... When I'm thinking about
Wilde. Of course!
That's the voice in my head when I think about what my interactions will be like later today. Like when I call my mom to wish her happy birthday later. So how come you didn't call me this morning?
Happy birthday, Mrs. Nelson! How old is Mrs. Nelson?
73.
She probably doesn't want me to say.
She's fine. She's retired. Been on our show.
It is a milestone birthday. Ending
75.
Ending
70.
A milestone ending in a zero today, yes.
80.
70. She's not 80.
Wow.
Which one is she?
70. Clearly 70.
Yeah. Well, if she just retired a couple of years ago, I think you can probably do the math on it.
Okay.
Some people retire at 60, Jesse.
Moving on. And, of course, the Packers Hall of Famer, who is also retired, although he's not 70. His knee might be.
No, I'm rewired.
He is the Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher. Tausch High.
Hey, no, not retired. Rewired. I don't know how many times I have to tell you that.
Retired from the National Football League.
No,
rewired.
I got fired from the National Football League. I don't think I've never retired. I've never put my papers in.
Because you don't have to. Isn't that a misnomer? There is no like paperwork.
Total idiot. Yeah, it's such. You can tell when people don't know what the hell they're talking about when they talk about that. Doesn't matter. You're automatically enrolled once you're out of the league for a full calendar year. Your retirement starts because there's benefits and et cetera, et cetera. You lose all your insurance, so they get that clock started quick. No, 5 years. Yep, you're on your own, baby. Go get your insurance after you're all broke down and beaten into the dirt. Yep. So, yes, the clock starts. Doesn't matter if I send a note or if I, you know, hence declare. So I should retire today. Maybe that'll reset the clock. Maybe that's what I'll do.
Get your insurance back. Yeah, that'd be great. Or maybe the CBA, when they negotiate the next one, they'll be smarter and realize that the guys playing now will eventually be former players. And maybe that's something you might want to think about while you're negotiating. Do you have something, you know, there was no announcement of I've got the open, but do you have something that you are eager to talk about? Because I did something I rarely do, as you well know, and that is get into the press conference early with questions and then follow up multiple times. Which
no,
normally
you'd send me when you have something like that. I did just get a note from our buddy Joshy that you took a shot at Old T today. I must have been on KBN, or I must have been on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. You took a shot at me? So what's that? Jesse, it's in your inbox, so maybe we want to play it, but
I haven't
let's
heard
get
it
to
yet.
This, and
yeah.
we can get to what you're taking a shot at me about, Mr. Even-Keeled. I don't know, but here we go. I'm open to listening to you take a shot at me, but I also want to hear what interesting things you pulled out of Matt LaFleur.
I think we should start with a little extra animosity in the tank, and then
I couldn't agree more. Let's hear this shot that I took at poor Tauschi, who is so picked
well,
upon
Josh
and
wouldn't
bullied.
Send something over if it wasn't a
no,
big,
yeah,
a big,
this has
well,
got to be good. I have not heard any of this yet, so this I'm playing this blind.
All right, well, I did not swear, so you don't have to worry about us getting in trouble with the FCC. Sounds pretty good so far.
I forgot how to do that. Jason, when you take a lot of time off, do you kind of you got to get back in the swing of things? It's almost like you're overly excitable.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't take a lot of time off. You'd have to couch.
Oh, sick burn, bro. That was it.
It's a shot. It's a shot, but it's not a very valid shot. I mean, if you want to start talking about do I take some time in the summer, absolutely I do. Do I take hardly any time in the fall? No, I don't. So, but that's harmless. Yeah, Josh, you overplayed that a little bit.
Oversold. Yeah, a little bit. Completely oversold.
Yeah, that's child's play. That doesn't remotely bother me.
And by the way, like, first of all, as people well know that listen to this show regularly, we all understand how fortunate we are. I mean, some of us play in the league for 11 years, so it's a little different for them. But for those of us that this is what we grew up wanting to do, we're really lucky to do this. And there Absolutely. Are much, much, much harder jobs that we do. So me...
Almost every job on Earth. If we're being
almost
every job on Earth is more difficult than the job we're doing.
This is actually the hardest job I've ever had.
I was going to say, Jesse,
well,
maybe
unplanned.
Not, because... We ask him to cut audio once every 6 months, and you know maybe, and even then he brings other people in to help do all that. So
umpiring
outside
and
of,
arena staff
outside
and
of,
instructing a marching band, not as hard as this.
Well, there you go.
And again, I would also like to remind folks that maybe are new to the show, because I know our audience is always expanding, because we did get an angry note once upon a time from a veteran who didn't like the fact that we used the line, thank you for your service. So let me take this opportunity again to reiterate, it is a sarcastic line, because what you did for our country is the genuine thank you for your service. When Jesse stays up late cutting a piece of audio, or I ask a question that Tausch wanted asked in a press conference, and I start to pat myself on the back, that automatically gets you a snarky, well, thank you for your service. Like Tausch doing
you know
the show
I'm
from
noticing?
California for 2 weeks. Thank you for your
I'm
service.
I'm noticing... You're welcome. I'm noticing since Jesse is slimmed down, he's putting himself on camera a lot more. Big news?
Breaking news from the National Football League per Adam Schefter.
Devontae, where's he going?
Oh, baby, now this is
Well, I can tell
news.
You this. If he's going to the New York Jets, he will not be playing for Robert Saleh, who has been fired.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
Whoa. Whoa.
Are you...
Whoa.
I understand this is not a Jets-centric program, but the New York Jets do have a certain quarterback who we used to talk about a lot on this program. Tausch, your immediate reaction to this breaking news from the National Football League and how it affects your old partner and teammate, Aaron Rodgers, or maybe what role he may have played in it.
Yeah, I think it's not surprising. Robert Saleh, you could tell this thing is, when I thought...
It's not surprising?
No, not at all. They stink.
Like right now,
they're not good
today.
They need a jolt. They need a jolt. I'm telling you right now. I told you when he did his Egyptian trip, and the way they handled that was not going to go over well.
Yeah, you did.
And it was going to cause more angst, and that happened. And I don't know necessarily. I think if they had they gotten off to a fast start, I think he probably could have survived. But this was a scenario. If they struggled, someone needs to jolt this thing, because what they're doing right now isn't going to get them where they want to go. And they're in an all-in scenario in New York, and it ain't going to happen. And I hate to tell, Aaron and whoever else is in New York, it ain't going to happen. Like, their season, the only thing they have going for it is that division is god-awful. And the Dolphins quarterback got hurt, and the Bills are a roller coaster ride. But the New York Jets, it's going to be an ugly year there in New York. I don't know who they bring in. If they bring in Bill Belichick, I'll be shocked upon shocked, because I know he hates the Jets organization. But that, to me, would be, wow, what intrigue. Outside of that, I mean, what are they going to name Hackett, the head coach?
Well,
probably,
Not sure the quarterback's a huge fan of him lately either.
I'm not sure he's a huge fan of almost anybody, though, if we're being honest. I don't know.
Is anybody a huge fan of him at this point? Wow. I'm sorry. You said you're not surprised. I did.
Yeah,
did
what are
I
you
think...
surprised about? He's been there 5 years. He hadn't won.
I guess I thought that they would make their way through the season, and I still think that they're a borderline playoff team. They're 2-3. They're not, like, completely bottomed out. But I did not expect on Tuesday morning, upon their arrival from London, that he would get fired. And that makes me wonder, again, is Woody Johnson just doing whatever? I don't know what the dynamic is. I don't cover that team. But how do you not see this and see how things deteriorated with him and Rodgers and think that Rodgers got a coach fired? I don't know how you don't think he managed to have a role in Mike McCarthy getting fired once upon a time, too. So I understand the reaction of that, but I did not expect it would happen today. That I am surprised by.
Is Nathaniel Hackett going to be the interim coach?
It's a great question.
I literally just asked that.
I know. That would be so funny.
It was better when Jesse asked it.
Continues to reiterate the fact that Goody bludgeoned Joe Douglas in the New York Jets, and this whole thing has been a debacle. It just has. So can they turn it around and maybe be a borderline playoff team? If Aaron Rodgers is playing football the way he is right now, no. Like, he is not the MVP that we're accustomed to seeing. He's just not. And they don't have a running game. Their defense is really good, but they just fired the guy that is in charge of the defense. Like, that's his MO. So I don't know. I think obviously Aaron has a lot of clout there, and when you bring in Aaron Rodgers, that's where you're at. But anyone that's, like, shocked, oh, my God. All you've heard nationally and everywhere else is how bad of a head coach Bob Saleh is. That's what you've heard. And his stat line and what he's done, if they don't bring Aaron Rodgers in last year, he's gone last year. And if Aaron doesn't get hurt, he's gone if they don't have a successful season. So you'd start thinking Aaron Rodgers is how difficult does this become to be, his head football coach? It's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're winning and he's playing at a high level, it's great. But Matt LaFleur, I think probably, if he is being honest, loves where he's at right now in comparison to where he was in 2020, 2021, and 2022. Feel fairly confident in saying that.
Yeah.
I'm guessing Bob Sala will probably, maybe he'll hitch on and come to Green Bay and help out because those two are best friends.
Right.
So it's all cyclical, but not even remotely surprised that he's gone. I think they figured now they have a bye. It's time for a jolt. If they're going to do it, they're going to do
it. They don't
it.
Have and a bye. They play the Bills on Monday nights.
Oh, the Vikings have a bye. Well, I don't know. It is what it is,
I mean,
man. They're letting it rip.
This is, again, we will not spend a ton of time on this. It happened in real time. So if you're listening to the podcast after the fact, you knew this happened long before you tuned in. We will move on from this. But again, I don't think Matt LaFleur, even with frustrating times last season, I do think that him working with Jordan Love after some of the challenges of working with Aaron was a breath of fresh air for him. I think if you asked Mike McCarthy with Coors Lights on the table, he would acknowledge how much energy and how much swallowing your pride it took at times to have Aaron Rodgers as his quarterback. And it was a trade-off because of his greatness as a player. And I'm guessing Robert Saleh, who could not have been more excited when they acquired Aaron Rodgers heading into the 2023 season, and now between the little hug thing and the Egypt thing and the clear issues that you could sense between those two, I'm guessing he's wishing that they hadn't brought in Aaron Rodgers and done something else at quarterback, because now he's unemployed. He got fired like you did from the NFL. We'll see where he lands someday. But the New York Jets, again, will have a new coach for Monday Night Football. Adam Schefter first to report. Now it's all across social media channels and the news. But Robert Saleh,
you know Aaron Rodgers pretty well still. You still stay in pretty good touch with him.
I do.
You think he wishes he would have just retired?
That's a great question, and I would love to ask him that. I don't think so. I think he's really disappointed.
What's went right in New York for him?
Yeah,
I mean, he got to go see a couple good shows. He's got he was going to retire. He's in that dark cave. He was going to retire,
yeah.
And if he goes back to that dark cave and comes out, don't you think in his world of worlds he'd be like, and again, there's 70, 80 million bucks that he's been able to bring into his war chest since then.
Sure.
But don't you think he would have just said, you know what, just watching him the other day, that great 8:30 window.
Yeah.
He didn't look real happy.
Oh, he was miserable.
He looked pretty miserable.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah. And then the rainstorm where he got the towel. I think if he had to do it again in that ayahuasca retreat, darkness cave, whatever you want to call it, I think he'd say, you know what, I should have went and just been Robert Kennedy's running mate. I should have just went and been the VP. Like, I think that's where his head's at. Like, I don't know for you. I haven't talked to him. I would think as the way things have went, it has not gone well. I guess that's probably the easiest
understatement of the year.
It's been has it been an unmitigated disaster?
Yeah.
I'll take the word unmitigated out.
He played four plays his first year because he ruptured his Achilles. That's a disaster.
Yeah, I guess the best way to put this, to put a bow on it, is Goody bludgeoned the New York Jets. They got him to take all that money and give up a first and a second, like a upgrade and a second. It was a bludgeoning, an absolute bludgeoning.
Although it does look like maybe the Jets took the better player at 15 than the Packers took at 13, but that's not really here nor there at this point. Still a lot of football left to be played in both those players'
careers. I still
get
a kick out of Michael Spinks. I hope they paid you big money to sign that bludgeoning. Like, look at that.
For those
hey,
of you
Spinksy,
listening on the radio.
Sign that bad boy. You got Goody. Where's our Photoshop guy? The memester.
Oh boy, we got to put Joe Douglas on the ground there, and yeah, okay.
Joe Douglas down with the Gutenator knocking him out, because that's what happened.
Your interim head coach per Peter Schrager for the New York Jets. This was going to be my guess. given the track record of one Nathaniel Hackett, is Jeff Ulbrich, the defensive coordinator.
Yeah, so if they put Hackett in there, it would have, I mean, it would have, you think it's
how
bad
about just
press
player
now?
Coach, how about just player coach Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah.
De facto head coach.
When you saw him doing this, and I let him call all the plays. Let him do his thing, man. Let him take
Can't be any worse.
Take ownership of the ship.
Right.
Let's see where it goes.
Run team meetings, the whole deal.
Oh, boy.
I will admit, I did not think that this story would wind up where it is today on October 8th, the year of our Lord, 2024, when he went
just
to the Jets.
Just think about this. Think about one
Favre's
year ago.
Favre's time went better with the Jets.
100% it did. Well, you just think about this. And I know Aaron blew his Achilles out last year, but last year at this time, you know, we still weren't sure if Jordan Love was the guy, and we still believed this trade and how this played out was the right move. That's how far and how quick things happen in this league.
All right. Well, that is the breaking news from the NFL. I would like to get to Evan Cohen on time.
Who fires him? Is it Joe Douglas or is it
No, that's
Bob Johnson?
That's Woody Johnson.
Rodgers.
Well, good answer.
Did Rodgers have a conversation with Woody about this before it's happened?
I don't know. Do I suspect there may have been one on the plane back?
Long plane ride back from London.
Perhaps. I know this. This is a dysfunctional franchise. The exact opposite of Pelowitz.
You know how you go 13 years without making a playoff run?
Yeah, this is it. This is
do stuff like that. Let's talk about great organizations that do great things, and that's Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Get the look you want for your home with customizable windows and doors from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. The durability of materials, man, it gets tested. They open and they close the doors and the latches and the shades. They do it not a couple times, not 100 times, tens of thousands of times to ensure that they last for years to come. Pella offers custom colors and innovative features like shades between the glass. And right now, you get zero interest for up to 36 months. Certain restrictions do apply. This offer ends October 31st. Get started today at PellaWI.com.
For those of you that were tuning in for some discussion about the Romeo Doubs situation and what Matt LaFleur had to say yesterday, which I thought was actually, once we got him to answer a question, pretty enlightening. We will get to that a little bit later in the program. Again, the breaking news from the NFL that Robert Saleh, the head coach of the Jets, has been fired. We will try and get the show back on course after that breaking news, which doesn't, again, if Aaron Rodgers wasn't their quarterback, I'm not sure we would have gone down that road, but we'll have more conversation next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
We spent a lot of time on Robert Saleh, so I just have one question for you, Tausch, so we can get to Evan Cohen somewhat on time.
Do I want him on the Packers staff as an analyst of some sort? Absolutely.
Yeah, consultant. Yeah, no, that was, I figured I knew the answer to that, so I wasn't going to ask that. Here's my question. And we use this Denny Tauscher quote all the time, right? Talent outs.
Mm-hmm.
Do we reach a point where talent stops outing?
Yeah, it's the old elevator bit, man, or it's the juice being worth the squeeze. And the juice is worth the squeeze when you're winning a ton and great things are happening. Like, who wants to lose and be average to mediocre and be miserable? Nobody. So, yeah, talent
so
outs.
So is Aaron Rodgers' talent no longer outs? You know, the old saying from Denny is basically talent always wins.
I'll say this, with the New York Jets, I think with the New York Jets it still is because he obviously still holds a ton of clout about what's going on. And you know what? Now it's on him. Like, it was already on him.
Right.
But now, this season, it's either going to get turned around, and then they could say, boy, Salah didn't know what the hell he's doing. And if they go and let's say they get to 10-7 and make the playoffs, you could say, well, this is see.
Right.
But if it goes south, this is all on old eight. And so he's
so weird.
By having this shake out the way it goes, it's everything's on him. And that talent outs bit, he's either gonna be elevate his team and the talent will out, or he's gonna be out. And then I think his career is probably going to be, he's going to be, which I would have never thought, and I still don't know, but if he doesn't succeed here, is there another team that's going to want to take him on? And who would have ever said that 2 years ago? Probably nobody.
Jesse, you got any texts you wanted to read before we get out of here?
Yeah, this one from Ian in East Troy. What if Rodgers wanted to come back to Green Bay after the darkness retreat and never asked to be traded? Would Goody have welcomed him back and traded Jordan Love 2 years ago?
It's an interesting question.
I'll say this. Aaron made it very easy for Goody and LaFleur. Had he, I still remember after that Bears game, he didn't come out and say, I like this young team.
Yep.
I think we can really win. It was still kind of hedging and going backwards. So I think there was a lot of irritation, but even after they got beat and they did the exit interviews in that offseason, it certainly sounded like he was coming back. And for all of us that thought, well, Jordan Love would have been an easy move. No. Aaron Rodgers forced their hand by saying he's going to retire, do this, and then eventually by not returning phone calls and FaceTimes or whatever it was, he kind of said enough. And then that great reporter up in Eau Claire broke the story with Mark Murphy at the girls' state championship, and from there, it was over. Poof.
All right, we need to get to Evan Cohen. I do want to get to some of the things that Matt LaFleur had to say about his meeting with Romeo Doubs, because I thought the juxtaposition of what he had been saying a couple weeks ago about getting all these guys involved and then Romeo Doubs becoming disgruntled about how many people were involved was really fascinating. I thought his answer was really telling. So we'll get to that a little bit later in the show. We got Evan Cohen coming up next from Unsportsmanlike. But before Evan can join us, Tausch, like you did, I'm sure, at the Tornado Room when Butchie got you your reservation, you probably raised a Coors Light in celebration of being with Evan.
Oh, it's anytime I'm with Evan, it's Coors Light time, brewed with that three-step cold process, cold lager, cold filtered, and cold packaged, so it's made to chill in those mountains. On Coors Light's cold activated bottles and cans, they turn blue. That's when you know it is chilled to perfection. That's why it is Coors Light in my hand when I need a moment to chill. Celebrate responsibly, Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Evan Cohen from Unsportsmanlike joins us next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
Wildy and Tausch is brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Tito's makes the good stuff for good times. Find recipes, videos, and more at Tito'sVodka.com. I'm throwing caution. What's it gonna be? Tonight the winds of change are blowing wild and free. If I don't get
out of this town, I just... The much-anticipated conversation about the fact that this guy has never put chapstick on himself previously?
That is some of the craziest things. I don't know if I've ever met anybody in my life that is the case, and I don't know if I buy it either. But
well, that's going to have to wait. We will get to it before our time with him is done, because joining us now from Unsportsmanlike, it is our friend Evan Cohen. Evan, just to clarify before we get started, you are a Mets fan. We know that. Did you grow up a Jets fan, too, or were you a Giants fan?
Giants. And when the Giants became the Patriots, I went with them to become the Patriots.
I mean, you and Bill.
It's true. If you think about what the Patriots were the last 20 years, they were a better version of the Giants in the 80s and the early 90s, but they were the same guys. I mean, all the guys that were with the Giants went to the Patriots. So, obviously, I went with them. You know, Bill asked me to.
and you happily obliged.
Which Bill?
Yes, Tausch, yes. both of them. I can't reveal which bill I'm closer to.
Yeah. So, Evan, do you feel at all responsible for Bob Sala getting fired this morning?
I'll tell you, Tosh, it's very. First of all, thank you for asking that in a weird
way.
You're welcome. I guess that's the moment when you realize the platform is pretty damn big doing this show, because many people are saying that already. And they're saying that just because I pointed out facts, 20 and 36 in 4-plus years, never made the playoffs, never had a winning record. That's rare, as Jason can tell you probably better than anybody, that coaches get that long doing that little. Mm-hmm. In the NFL. Now, I don't think it's right that they don't get a long period of time to prove themselves, but that's just the nature of the business. And I pointed that out yesterday, and Chris Canty and I got back and forth on that because he did not think that Sala deserved to get fired yesterday. This is before this happened. And I think he got fired because of two words. I think he got fired because of the two words, unexcused absence. And it dates back to the preseason when Aaron Rodgers went to Egypt on a personal vacation that you two know way more about than I would, but I guess it was like a lifelong dream of his to do that. And I thought it was a really easy thing. Like, think about how many times Tausch misses shows. We don't just say publicly he's not in the mood to do it. Oh, he's on assignments. He's doing this. We kind of cover for Tausch, right? And so it's weird to me in that moment that the Jets and Rodgers did not have clear-cut communication as to how they were presenting it. And it felt like in the moment that maybe Sala crossed him a little bit. And Aaron Rodgers, for better or worse, is going to have to wear that he got yet another coach fired. Everyone thinks, whether it's true or false, he got Mike McCarthy fired.
He's only had two coaches fired in 20 years. That's not bad. Two coaches fired in 20 years?
Two more than Brady's had.
Well, Brady got Bruce Arians fired. Whoa, whoa, whoa. No. Brady fired Bruce Arians. Don't kid yourself.
Well, Bruce,
so he's
that
got
wasn't
one.
In season. That wasn't in season.
Well, it was right before the season.
As I said, it wasn't in season. Rodgers is going to have to wear this because it comes off as he was challenged, and thus Rodgers doesn't like that. Mm-hmm. Now, that said, who is smarter when it comes to football, Aaron Rodgers or Robert Sala? My guess would be Aaron Rodgers.
Mm-hmm.
But who is better at making decisions? The answer is neither of them, because as long as you continue to have Nathaniel Hackett involved, that's just, I mean, I'm sure Jason and Mark, you guys know him well, and I'm not trying to get too personal. It comes off, so I'm going to keep saying that, it comes off as he's my yes man, he'll do what I want, and that's how I want it.
Yeah, and he's not even hiding his frustration with his guy either, right? Like, there was no question he wasn't hiding his irritation or issues with Sala. But the whole thing about how quickly his hand started to gyrate even faster and faster because he didn't get the play call from the sideline from Nathaniel Hackett. That the way he did that so demonstratively.
Would he want to call his own plays? Would he like that?
I said that yesterday. I said that just should make
I know. I listen to your show every day, Evan. So, Jason, would he like that?
You just asked it as if it was your own thought. Why didn't you just say, Jason, Evan brought up an interesting thought. What do you think about it?
Because
this?
I thought what? It, you too. Evan, I know. Listen, I just gave you a compliment. I like your show. I don't take all of your thoughts. There's a lot of thoughts you have that are really dumb, too. I let you know about those, too. I think I texted you something that you and Hembo were talking about that was completely idiotic. I didn't use that, and I didn't say that. So,
well, now we want to know what that was.
Yeah, what was that?
I can't remember. I don't remember.
Jason, not only – and I – by the way, I – listen, Tausch is – boy, this parking lot is not quiet today. Tausch is brilliant. We all know that.
Uh-huh.
Don't tell him I said that. But not only did he think that point was so stupid, he then called me after the show – just to reiterate how stupid that point was, whatever the point was, which I don't remember. I wouldn't be embarrassed to say it. And he was so right, and I was so wrong. Oh, it was about Devontae. That's what it was. It was him saying, you guys are morons thinking that Devontae is, in essence, on a one-year deal. He's going to want a contract extension upon arrival, and we didn't bring that up, and he was crushing us for it, and he's great. Right? That was the issue, right, Tosh?
Yeah, you guys kept saying, well, he has no say in it. Well, yeah, how about Hassan Reddick? Has he had a say in it? Yeah, so players have a say now, star players or big contracts, and you guys just poo-pooed that, let that go. But, anyway. Evan, do you think if Aaron Rodgers...
Jason, answer the question. No, Jason, do you think...
Well, you stop interrupting, and we can let Jason answer. Go ahead, Jason.
All right. Do you think Rodgers should call his own plays?
Your friendship is fascinating,
great
man.
Great question, Evan. Really good question.
Yes, I think undeniably he would love to call his own plays.
Let him do it. At this point, let him go. What's to stop it?
Let him be
put it in his put it all in his basket.
Like Pete Rose.
Yes.
And also call all the offensive plays. And let's see what happens. I'm in. Count me in for that. I'll watch every
Evan,
one of their
if
games.
Evan, if things don't go well, and let's say they end up at 6-11, or you know they miss the playoffs, whatever that record ends up being, is this it for Aaron Rodgers, in your opinion?
Well, you know what's interesting, Tausch, is that Chris Canty has a lot of strong takes, if people listen to our show.
He does.
And a lot of them can come off as hot takes until you realize a lot of them actually come to fruition. And he said exactly that before the season, that if this does not go well, that's it for Rodgers, because who voluntarily is walking into this? And I think there's only one answer anymore as to who could voluntarily walk into it and handle it all if he comes cheap. And we know that answer, and he's wearing a cut-off Taylor Swift hoodie and pictures, you know, on the Cape or Nantucket, and that's Belichick. And the love affair with both of them has been overwhelming over the years. But I'm just going to tell you, I don't believe Aaron Rodgers wants to be coached. He can fight that every which way. You guys can fight that. Tausch, you saw it. Jason, you covered it. Where is the proof that man wants to be coached?
Yeah, I don't believe he'd want to be coached by Bill Belichick. I don't. Now, desperate times could change that. If he really wanted to, you know, leave on a better note and go out and play, I could see that being if that's the only option. But, yeah, I don't think in an ideal world for him, I don't think he wants Bill Belichick as his coach.
Jason, does he want to be coached?
No. I mean, I wish I could say something different.
Jeez.
But again, like, remember, he went into this and he took some thinly veiled shots at Matt LaFleur when he got to New York, right? Talking about how Robert Saleh is an alpha and he commands the room and demands respect. And those were all subtle jabs at LaFleur, who, you know, bowed to him and made it work. And look, I respect the hell out of Matt LaFleur for how he handled the Rodgers stuff, because he could have been a hard ass about it and it would not have gone well. And instead, he was able to figure out ways.
Winning his coach in 3 years in the history of the NFL.
Right, because he understood how talented he was, and he understood how difficult he could be, and he found ways to not just coexist but to thrive. And guys with bigger egos would have said, I don't care how great this guy is, I'm not going to let him walk all over me. And he didn't say that. And so, but I think if Matt had a Coors Light on the table, he would tell you that eventually he was getting beaten down by that and having to deal with that all the time. And
so I have a question off of that then, Jason.
Mm-hmm.
Well, finish your thought. I'm sorry.
No, I'm good. Go ahead.
Okay, so I think most Packers fans think Green Bay won the trade. I think that seems pretty obvious. Now,
bludgeoning. Yeah.
Right, I agree with that. But I will just add one caveat of the Jets are one game away from being in first place, and it's not, like, technically over yet.
Right.
So, but here's the question that I have, right? So not winning and losing, does today signify, maybe more than any other day, maybe more than how well Love has played at times and the contract extension and how great LaFleur has looked with Malik Willis, et cetera, does today solidify that they were so right to make the trade, whether they win the trade or lose the trade?
Yeah, I would say this. Tausch made the comment earlier before he came on that Aaron Rodgers made it easy for them, and he did. Because I would have loved to have seen if he had said, no, you know what? I was wrong last year about how I handled everything with the young receivers. I should have been fun Uncle Aaron and taken them all under my wing and treated them better and been more patient with them. I want to stay here. I want to be one of those guys like Tausch and Leroy Butler and Donald Driver and play my entire career in Green Bay. That's important to me, and I want to stay. I want to make this work. I want to make up for what a jerk I was to Romeo Doubs, at least in Romeo's mind, during his rookie season. I was wrong. But I don't know how many times I've heard Aaron Rodgers say, I was wrong. So if he had done that, and then put the Packers in the unenviable position of having to trade their quarterback, who says he wants to stay, in order to transition to Jordan Love, because they don't want him anymore, then it's a totally different narrative.
It's a Favre-Rodgers deal then. That's the transition. It's
correct.
A lot more difficult.
And let's be honest.
That's a very good point. Yeah.
He also did Jordan Love a favor by not putting him through the same ringer that Favre put him through in 2008.
Yeah.
Yeah, but let's just be clear about one thing. Not real life stuff, football stuff. Aaron Rodgers is now what he always dreaded to be. He is Brett Favre. Not in real life, just football. Not in real life. I want to be clear on that.
Hey, Evan, I think if you want to really look at when Aaron has been healthy and playing, when Brett played with the New York Jets, when he was healthy, they were really good.
8-3.
I remember that. Our buddy Mike Tannenbaum about that. I'm sure he said it with me.
I know, Mike. But even so, he was better.
I wasn't debating if you knew Mike.
I didn't mean to imply that. Even better in Minnesota the next year. Do we see a world where that trajectory
of his career?
That's what he said, and he was really good until he wasn't in the playoffs.
Right.
But
right.
That whole deal, do you envision Aaron Rodgers being able – how old is Aaron now, Jason?
He will be 41 on December
41?
2nd.
Mm-hmm. Do you see any way that he ever gets to the point where Favre was in that second to last year, or his last healthy season in Minnesota?
Yeah.
Do you envision that ever happening?
With whom,
Jason?
Good question.
I don't know.
I really don't. And maybe now the Jets try to mask a bunch of things, right? Maybe they now go get Devontae. Maybe they give in to whatever the Hassan Reddick request is. You know, maybe it's now like, all right, you know what? This is the last chance here. And now we are going to potentially move on to a different way of thinking. But I think that you're right. But you know what, Tausch and Jason, to be fair, are we, as sports fans and media, unfair in actually comparing anyone to Brady in his 40s or Favre in his 40s, as you just mentioned? Like, it almost seems unreasonable to think, well, let's compare him to his peers at that point.
No,
I don't know.
It's totally fair to compare him. No.
Okay,
well, so
if you are, he's failed miserably in comparison to them.
It's totally fair because you're talking about the all-time greats.
Right.
And Brady's up here, and you know what? Brady elevated and did things nobody has ever done with winning championships and doing what he did.
And Rodgers, you know Rodgers was envious of what Brady and what the Buccaneers did for Brady and everything like that. Like, Devontae would now be his Gronk if he's able to get it.
No, Jason, I'm sorry. This is going to trigger me. I'm sorry. Look in the damn
mirror. Oh, I love triggered. I love Evan triggered.
No, here's the thing.
Does this mean we're not going to get to the chapstick thing?
No.
The reason the Tampa Bay Buccaneers bowed down to Brady is not because of the what. It's because of the who.
Yeah, no.
He walks in there and introduces himself to guys.
I agree. No. You and I are on the same page. No. I'm telling you from Rodgers' perspective, he was envious of that. But he didn't
Be a different guy then.
Right. You're preaching to the choir.
Oh, boy.
No, I was talking about you, not Rodgers. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, I like this.
I would also say that Rodgers, the ruptured Achilles skews everything on his story in New York. It just does.
It does.
Because if you, Like, and I don't think he just did it for the cameras. I firmly believe he's one of those people, and we all have those people in our lives that can't actually say they were wrong or can't apologize, but their behavior is their way of saying I was wrong. And the way
I call those people Tausch.
And the
I don't even understand what
I'm
that
not
means.
Even I agree
I
but
say
I'm keep
wrong
going.
Constantly. I don't know what the hell you guys are talking about.
But his behavior
I'm even keeled though, too.
Before you are with like a dog with a bone, man. When he got to New York, his behavior said I need to be a different person than I was my last year in Green Bay. I'm not gonna admit I was wrong, but I was, right?
Yeah.
But there's no doubt that during the 2020-2021 season, that Aaron Rodgers was envious of what the Buccaneers did for Brady and what Brady was able to do. And I have no doubt in my mind that he wanted to go somewhere else and be treated that way and show everyone, look what I can do when the team does what I want. Now, you can certainly question the way he chose to go about it. I get that. My point is that this has been a disaster, but I would have liked to have seen how last season would have gone if he doesn't get hurt four plays in. Because maybe and by the way, like you just pointed out, they're 2-3, I get it, but they're in a bad division and they're a game out of first place. They win on Sunday, they can be
the
first
place
team.
Thing.
So there's a chance that he gets to the end of this
they're
and goes,
to,
I told you so, but I don't expect that.
Okay, so listen, a team being on the verge of being really good and then firing their coach to get great, we saw it last year with the Bucs, right? Like that was the goal in removing Adrian Griffin and hiring Doc Rivers. Is we know we look good to the outside. We're not good enough. Now, the Jets don't look good, but as you said, Monday night they win against Buffalo. They're in first place. So there's a bunch of moments, as I look back outside in, on Rodgers' career that are telltale signs for me of like kind of what he became, who he became, different things that people are saying about him without saying any words. I'll give you a few examples. When Matt LaFleur was hired as the head coach of the Green Bay Packers, it worked out in a big way because of how good he is.
Mm-hmm.
That said, the allure of coaching at Lambeau, coaching Aaron Rodgers in his prime with something to prove, attracted the Tennessee Titans offensive coordinator. In my head, when that job opened, I remember saying to people, I wonder if this is where Saban gets the itch again. It instead attracted the Tennessee Titans offensive coordinator. His personality and the hero to villain status, and I'm not getting into politics nor medicine, but the immunized comments obviously were a big thing in terms of a turning point, at least publicly. I don't know if that changed privately, but publicly. And I believe, you guys can tell me I'm wrong, I believe Robert Saleh simply saying unexcused absence drew a line between he and his head coach that would normally not draw a line between people. But Aaron Rodgers has had, and also, by the way, let's not forget, he signed up voluntarily to play for Robert Saleh. At that time, if we go through the other coaches in the league and who had questions at the quarterback position, he didn't sign up to play for Mike Tomlin, who he was winking at and smiling at during that game, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mike Tomlin, pretty good, right? Tausch and I can argue back and forth about where he should be ranked, but Tausch has never said he shouldn't be ranked high. It's just not as high
He's
as I
coach,
think he should
yeah.
be ranked.
Agreed.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
He never attracted an iconic coach and never voluntarily played for one. There's a lot of telltale signs around this guy's career that should be first ballot Hall of Fame, unanimous. Nobody's arguing that. But this today is as much on him, whether it's true or false, the perception is going to be on him more than anyone else.
All right, Evan.
That's a little Jets talk. I don't think, I think we hold the chapstick because it's going to be too long of a conversation, right? We can, that's an evergreen deal.
I'm here. I'm sitting in traffic if you want.
I just want to know how you got to be, what are you, 44, 45 years old? So let's take a break.
Oh, I'm getting the second segment? I'm getting a second segment on Losing in Thousands.
You get coaches fired, you get second segments on our show. That's how this works.
More with Evan Cohen straight ahead. Stick around.
This is Wilde and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com. I'm throwing caution. What's it gonna be?
Tonight the winds of change are blowing wild and free. Continuing with Evan Cohen from Unsportsmanlike. All right, Evan. For those who, unlike
Evan,
Tausch,
86 or 69 Mets, which is your squad?
86. Jason, good try there. I would say 86. By the way, when did Matt LePay become the Wilde and Tausch ombudsman? All I get when I'm on with you is feedback about my appearance. Now, LePay has to understand something, the voice of the Badgers for anybody who's been living under a rock. LePay has to understand one thing. Anything dumb that I do is a reflection on him. I am literally a product of Matt LePay. He created me, for better or worse. So, I mean, what does LePay want me to do? Break down Terry Francona going to the Reds? I'm sure he's into that. Ay, ay, ay.
Well, I know he would appreciate that, being the big Reds fan.
That's why I brought it up, Tausch. And Tausch, why don't you ask the question you just asked on the text message to me? You want to know about Friday night? Go ahead.
This big dinner planned, and I know there's a holiday and there's some stuff, but are we meeting? Did you get the reservation?
There's a holiday and some stuff.
In Piscataway.
Yeah.
I don't know the whole deal. So are we meeting or not?
That's like me saying on December 25th, there's a holiday and stuff. I don't know. So I would like to meet you guys for dinner. I don't know that area well at all. There's going to be a lot of driving for me that day. Since I made the reservation last time on your home field, why don't you, and not like New Jersey's my home court or home field, why don't you make the reservation on my home field?
Yeah, it's a home and home. That's fair.
Yeah, that's fair. I will do that. Do you remember what's the name of the steakhouse that we're supposed to be? We'll talk off air. Okay. What do you got, Jason?
You know who I will ask, in all seriousness, although he just had a death in the family, so it would be tricky to reach out. Chris Carlin versus Joe, ESPN Radio, does the Rutgers games. Wonderful guy. So maybe he knows a good place in that area.
Okay. All right.
I really
floor is yours, Jason. We just covered a lot of bases.
What time are you and LePay thinking, by the way?
Well, we're going to go earlier than you picked, you know, the 10 o'clock time last time. We're going to probably go a little earlier. We'll maybe try to go 5:30, 6 o'clock-ish, somewhere in that ballpark.
5:30. I'm on Greeny on Friday till noon. Then I have to drive home, which will take me 2 hours. And then at some point, I do have to see my kids.
Later. Well, bring your kids out. Yeah, okay. All right, Jason. Nobody wants to hear about
us. Just do an early breakfast on Saturday before the game.
That's another option.
Jesse. You have no idea how unintentionally insulting what you just did is. Saturday is the Jewish holiday called Yom Kippur, where you're not allowed to eat.
I thought that was Friday.
Have some respect.
He said Friday
come
was
on,
the day.
Come on, Jesse.
It's actually Friday at sundown, but I'm going to maybe make some exceptions, which I should not do. Hopefully all the people at Hillel are not listening right now, because that is not good by me.
Great reference. Well done.
Shout out to our buddy Matt Bernstein, who does all the fundraising for them.
All right. I really want people to get a taste of this, if I may. 2011 Giants, or never mind. So explain to me, because not everyone watches religiously like Tausch does, unsportsmanlike. How have you reached this point in your life, having never put chapstick on your own lips?
First off, Jason, do you buy that for before? And I know
I don't
Evan
think
has
Evan
been
lies.
Very, very sensitive about Botox, because all of his co-hosts think that he uses Botox. He has admitted that he dyes his hair. He does not admit that he tans, even though everybody says that he does. But the chapstick, everybody has dabbed on chapstick at some point. But Evan Cohen,
okay.
It seems as if.
Yeah. So here's how this actually developed. There's a piece of this story that I don't know was actually conveyed. So
when we get hair and makeup in the morning, they put stuff on my lips. I don't know what. They could paint me into a clown every day, and I wouldn't notice it because I don't notice that the shades they use, anything like that. So in a break yesterday, one of the makeup artists, who I think is a fill-in because I never really knew her before yesterday, came in and said, here's a chapstick. And I'm like, I don't know what to do with this. I've never done this. And they're like, what? And they do it to me. I have purchased chapstick to my memory in my entire life, nor have I ever put it on in my entire life. I don't know what to tell you. I'm trying.
What did you
truth.
Think you were going
to
do with chapstick? What did you think? You're going to shove it in your ear? Oh, is this an ear? Is this a Q-tip? What did you think it was?
I understood what it was. I'm just not comfortable doing it because I don't like that on my lips. I think it feels weird. In my head, I feel like Jason does not use chapstick either. Maybe I'm wrong.
But I have used it from time to time when my lips have been particularly chapped.
But I don't even feel like my lips ever get chapped. I don't know what to tell you. My lips are fine.
God.
My lips are fine. That'll be the podcast title for the second.
Here's where it gets even weirder. So this happened yesterday at like 9:50 a.m. Eastern time. And on the air, they said, ask your wife if your lips get chapped and you have dry lips. My wife was already at the office at her job. And I texted her, do I have dry lips? She's like, what? And I was like, yeah, that's the question. She said, no. I said, all right, thanks. And I didn't give her any explanation until later in the day when I sent her the clip. But per my wife, I do not have dry lips. Now, one could say the follow-up would be, have you ever kissed your wife? Which, stunningly, the answer is yes, amazingly enough.
Wow.
Any further questions?
No, I don't have anything else, man.
I don't know. Friday night at dinner, I'm going to give you a big kiss on the cheek, and you're going to tell me if I have dry lips.
No, I think we're good. But I am going to bring you. I'm going to bring you a stick of chapstick. It's just an amazing thing because it means you never do anything outside. There's never wind. There's never because
all day.
You're in a studio.
I mean, not that part of the day. You get what I'm saying. Yesterday, I was playing basketball and football with my son, and my son's 11. It is now at the point where I have to give effort in one-on-one, which bothers me. Yeah. I don't want to have to give effort in a one-on-one game with 11-year-olds.
Well, just post him up.
But he's 5'7", wears a size 10 shoe, and he's 11 years old.
Okay.
Wow.
All right.
Yeah, I can't really.
Big kid.
Big fella.
Yeah. Well, I can't wait till he plays for the Knicks. All right, Evan, we need
to
let you go.
I'm playing for the Knicks. How dare you do that?
Hey, I thought they were trending in the right direction.
That doesn't mean I would take any team over the Heat.
Okay. All right, Evan, we appreciate you. And hey, if you live in Florida, you usually don't need chapstick because there's a lot of humidity and moisture down there. It works out great for everybody. Evan, we appreciate you. Thanks.
Can I just ask one very quick yes or no? I know you got a break, but
no.
I need it selfishly. I need it selfishly for our show tomorrow. Davante Adams, does he wind up a Jet now because of this?
Yes, I think they're going to do everything.
No.
To go all in with Aaron Rodgers to make it work, and then when it fails, then they'll just scrap everything and start over.
Josh, you say no on that?
I say no, yep.
Great
we'll
explanation.
See.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Glad we can help.
You just said yes or no. You said one word answer, yes or no, and you knew we were up against the clock.
You're right. I'm wrong. You're right. I am wrong.
Thank you. Wow, that's the first.
All right, that's it for our extended time with Evan Cohen. We still have not started the 11 o'clock or the 10 o'clock hour. We're almost into the 11 o'clock
hour. Can we talk some Packers now, Jason?
Yeah, that would be great.
Okay.
We will do that to kick off the 10 o'clock hour, which will begin into what do we have, Bulaga on today? We'll begin in 2 minutes. It's Wildy and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.